Don't say that you're the best. Never seen you with a fish on yet. Got a pole and a big old net. Never seen you get 'em wet.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and today we're going to be doing something a little bit special. Normally we have usually at least three segments, three guests, and sometimes similar topics, but this topic is so big, so vast, that we're going to do the entire two-thirds of the show on this subject. And I'm going to introduce Reagan from Reagan's Sporty Good and Bishop, and maybe we'll find out why it's going to take so long to explain it all. Reagan, welcome to Fish Talk Radio.
Welcome, John. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's start with Bishop and start with Reagan Sporting Goods, and then we'll just kind of work our way north and south. So yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys do and a little bit about Bishop itself.
Great. Yeah. My name's Reagan Slee. I opened Reagan Sporting Goods in 2012 and opened it in the fish capital of the world, I believe. It's an angler's paradise for year-round fishing. We currently have anything and everything from warm water to fresh water to backcountry to handicap accessible to
pack mules.
Yeah, to pack mules. I mean, it's endless. And yeah, the biggest biggest unique thing for the Eastern Sierra and Bishop is it's 98.8%. public lands. So the access is unheard of. You know, a lot of people like to fish all over the world, but you're so limited because of private ranches, private property, private or close to public, where all of our water is owned by DWP, City of Los Angeles.
Owens River Valley.
Yeah, so everything's been accessible from, whether it's a dirt road or a hiking trail or a bus.
Well, we're going to be talking about all that stuff. But let me make a quick comment. When you're traveling across the country or you're on a road trip and you come to a town, and right before you get into town, the town says, you know, such and such, Smithville, Gateway 2. Well, anytime their claim to fame is Gateway 2, don't even slow down.
Right.
But there's one big exception to that. There really is a gateway to the Eastern Sierras, and that is Bishop. They've got some, it's not so much a tourist town. There's more than a few nice accommodations and some great restaurants and the smokehouse and then Schott's Bakery and some of there was a barbecue place down there. What's across the street from me, I think.
Yeah, Holy Smokes Barbecue.
Oh, it's incredible. But anyway, if you're going to be going up there, you have to stop in Bishop first.
Right.
And if any time that you go to an area that you've never been to, I always suggest, no matter how good of an angler you are, is that local knowledge is critical. Now, I'm sure you guys will help people out with what they need as far as equipment, flies, lures that are working. And for some reason, some lakes and streams, they like different colors. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. The other side of the Sierras versus this side are complete different on colors. Garlic power bait or red and gold lures might work great here. On the other side, it might be pink or black.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, let's take a tour. Why don't you start south of Bishop and of what's there, and then work our way up to Bishop, and then continue north, and then maybe go up into the mountains a little bit. Let's just start with an overview of the entire area, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so say you're traveling north up 395, coming from L.A. or San Diego or inland, you're going to drive up through first little town you're going to come to is going to be Lone Pine. And right out of Lone Pine is the, you mentioned Gateway. That's the gateway to Death Valley and Mount Whitney. So you have some pretty famous places to check out. Up Whitney Portal, right where the trailhead is, there's some great fishing up there. There's a pond, streams, good fishing. Then you come down into the valley, and there's a DWP diversion canals, plus the Lower Owens River Project, which has got some great warm water fishing. And then you travel up north a little bit more, and you run into Diaz Lake right there at Lone Pine again, and people, great combinations. There's a little gift shop there for bait and tackle, and there's a campground and facilities. People water ski, fish, camp, just enjoy the water. It's nice because it's in the valley, so if the weather pushes you out of the hills, it's a good little place to go. And then,
Megan, let me interrupt you just for a second. We're talking about Mount Whitney and Death Valley.
Yeah.
Now, California is truly amazing. But what we're talking about is you can actually, and I'm sure you could arrange it if people wanted to go all the way up to the top. I think you use pack mules, or how do people get up there? Do you have to walk?
Yeah, they have a pack station there as well as just regular hiking. It's known for its hiking. I don't think the mules go quite all the way up, but they do use them there for search and rescue.
Well, what's really unique is that when you go up to the top of Mount Whitney, you're on the highest point in the lower 48, the highest peak. Was it 15,000, 16,000, something like that?
Right under, yeah, it's like 14,000 and some change.
Mm-hmm. And then from the top of Mount Whitney, if you looked east, about 100 or so miles away, what are you looking at?
You're looking at Death Valley.
What's the height of Death Valley? Yeah, tell us about that.
The lowest point in the lower 48. It's below sea level.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you can stand in one place at the tallest peak and look down to the lowest peak.
Yeah.
Never done that, but one of these days maybe. But, man, you get over 10,000 feet and you're walking, it starts to get a little you got to be in pretty good shape or take oxygen.
Yep. It's not a gimme, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I thought I'd throw that in. So continue
yeah, no
on
problem.
North. We haven't reached Bishop yet.
So, yeah, you keep coming up north, and you get into our local county capital, Independence, and that's where you have Independence Creek, and there's Taboose Creek, Division Creek, a bunch of small streams that are usually overlooked by the fast traveler, but they can produce some great fish and a lot of little native fish, and they do stock with DW or DFG or
DFW
DFW along with our local city of Bishop, and the volunteers do collect money and funds to put fish in them, and most every one of them has a little campground or some type of facility, which is nice. Great, and not to mention the views, like you had mentioned earlier. You stand on top of Mount Whitney, and you look over across to Death Valley. It's the same. I mean, the mountains are definitely magnificent, and definitely a paradise picture, so you come up a little bit more north of Independence, and you get into the next little town, which is called Big Pine.
Oh yeah.
And then Big Pine's super. There's a Glacier Lodge up at the end of Big Pine Canyon, which is that leads you to the Palisade Glaciers, which are famous as well. Glaciers in California, who would think?
I didn't know that. Where is that again?
That's out of Big Pine, and that's just 15 miles south of Bishop.
Oh.
And that's, Glacier View, and it's Palisades Glaciers. They're famous.
Yeah. No, I didn't know there's glaciers up there.
Yep, glaciers up there. It's still,
Reagan,
still going.
We're gonna run up into a break. On this show, all the breaks are hard breaks, what we call, so we can keep on talking, but nobody's going to hear us.
Yeah, but, no problem.
So what we'll do is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're almost to Bishop, so we'll talk about that, and then, of course, we want to hear about Reagan's Sporting Goods. So you are listening to Fish Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah, chicken them up. everybody. Time to head back to the bar. You too, Murphy.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espirito Santo's Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio, and wow, what? This is a travelogue, but we're talking to Reagan from Reagan Sporting Goods out of Bishop, which he, well, let's say we talked about Bishop being the gateway. Reagan Sporting Good is the gateway to the Eastern Sierras for fishing. So, Reagan, why don't you go ahead? We've worked our way up, I think all the way up just to Bishop now. So let's get a quick description of Bishop, what's available there, and then what's available at Reagan Sporting Goods, and then just kind of see if we can continue on up and give some ideas and some tips and different times of the year what's available.
Super. Yeah, Bishop is, like you had mentioned before, it's kind of the hub of the whole Eastern Sierra. It's where you can stop in town, get all your supplies, get hooked up with guides, get up all your bait, get all your tackle, get all your flies. Bishop has some awesome fishing year-round, like you had mentioned. It's got the Owens River, Pleasant Valley Reservoir, and then some super high country lakes that are not open year-round, but some good fishing up Bishop Creek.
Well, not only are they not open year-round, but they have ice on them about 9 months out of the year.
Yeah, no, they get iced up, and that's why they have it closed. Mm-hmm. It's more for keeping people safe. Mm-hmm. And that's those lakes are South Lake and Sabrina, mm-hmm. Intake 2 and North Lake. So there's four lakes that you could drive to right from Bishop that aren't outpouring from.
And you can probably drive on.
Yeah, you can. And they're 8,000 feet to 9,000 feet.
Wow.
So you're alpine. It's super nice. And the views up there are amazing. The fishing's great. There's lodges. There's restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty to accommodate whatever your needs are.
Well, we talked a little bit about Bishop. Let's talk a little bit about Reagan Sporting Goods, about what you can find there, what you guys do. And if you stop in there, what do you offer if people want to go different places?
We're a one-stop shop for the Eastern Sierra. We do everything from fishing, hunting, camping, archery, guns, ammo. But when it comes to the fishing, we do everything from fly fishing to spin fishing to lure fishing to the boaters trolling. We try to have a little bit of everything. We're the closest thing you can get to like a Bass Pro or Cabela's. We have several hundred mounts on the wall,
wow.
And a big shop with great prices. But we still have it localized, so we have super good service with a lot of knowledge. All the guys that work here, avid fishing and hunting, they know their stuff, and it's super nice. But you could stop in here. Like I said, we opened in March 2012. Out of passion. I worked at a sporting goods store when I was 15 years old and always wanted to own one. Finally, told my wife I was going to quit my job and open one, and here we are today.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But you talk about you offer everything, but can you be more specific? If you want to do a pack trip,
if you want to buy gear,
if you want to get a fishing guide, what all do you offer?
So whether you're going packing or if you want a fishing guide, if you want to rent a boat, we can set you up. We will point you in the right direction. We're kind of a guide-friendly shop, so we don't have specific guides that work out of our shop.
Oh.
We have a lot of cards that we will recommend. We'll kind of feel you out, ask you what kind of fishing, whether you want to do a spin fishing guide trip or if you want to do a fly fishing trip or a Tinkara fly fishing or a Czech Nymph style fishing trip. And we know all the guides on a personal level. We talk to them all the time, and they all like our shop, so they all recommend their clients to come shop
here. By the way, there's some pretty good fishing right in Bishop or close, you know, five bridges and some of the Owens River.
Yeah, you have fishing right out of town, right by the Kmart and the Vaughn's. There's a canal diversion right there where people come in for certain events, and man, they pull out some great fish out of there.
Yeah, and you can almost jump across it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we offer everything.
If you wanted to use a float trip down the Owens?
Yeah, we have several of the guides that we recommend have drift boats, and they'll drift you down the Owens as long as the flows and everything are right. Sometimes during the winter, that is the number one best way to catch some monster fish.
Because
The Owens River is pretty thick and it's inaccessible in some spots, but it's very accessible in others. But they get you into those very
inaccessible. Oh, when you're floating down, when you're floating down the river, you're hitting areas that you can't access from shore.
Exactly. So you get some really good holdover, good native fish.
Well, let's continue north a little bit, and then we want to get back as we can about some techniques and the type of fish you're going to find.
For sure, yeah. So traveling north from Bishop, you hit Pleasant Valley Reservoir, which is up on your right, about 7 miles north, and then you go up 395 a little bit more up Sherwin Grade, and you got Rock Creek Lake and Tom's Place off to your left. Nice drainage up there, good hiking trails, super good fishing. The same thing, accommodations. You got the Pie in the Sky up there.
Ken, I want to go.
Yeah, it's super fun. And then you go up a little bit further, and you got the world famous Crowley Lake, man. Mm-hmm. Crowley Lake's been producing some great fish, and it seems to just get better and better. And it's just got a ton of fish.
Yeah, well, but they plant it in the fall and then close it, and then it opens it in the spring. And there's some those fish that haven't seen a hook or bait in it's 6 months or whatever it is.
And, yeah, they go
and
crazy.
Big. Yeah.
Yep.
And then you can continue all the way up to Bridgeport, I suppose. And,
I mean, it's endless. You keep going up 395. You got McGee Creek, and then you got Convict Lake, and then Mammoth Lakes, and then June Lake Loop, and then on up to Bridgeport, Virginia Lakes, Tioga, up towards Yosemite, and it's every one of those little roads has a little lake at the end or a stream that you can fish.
Well, it sounds like if you've got an RV, this would be perfect.
Oh, it'd be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And like
just
I say,
spend Bishop, a week, just spend a week going from, you know, one day in each place.
Exactly. It's a good spot to start. And it's all that accessibility we said in the beginning with that public lands that you can pretty much go anywhere.
Okay. Well, let's get into the fishing itself. What are some of the preferred methods? Now, from what you're describing, you take someone that's a rank amateur beginner, and they have a difficult time with a spinning rod. So, or you go all the way up to the purest fly fishing angler. It all depends on what your passion is and where you are.
Right.
Why don't you give an idea about that and different levels and what you recommend?
Yeah, so all the waters are super friendly to all accommodations, whether you're the pro or the beginner. I have a 6-year-old and 2.5-year-old. So those are your beginning, as beginning as they get.
2.5, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Use him for bait.
I took him up to Sabrina last week. We did a staycation. We stayed at Partridge Resort on the South Fork of Bishop Creek.
Oh, that's an awesome place.
Yeah, we made s'mores and took him out fishing, and real basic. Your power baits and your mice tails.
Mm-hmm.
Simple methods always work good for those kids because it keeps them entertained because there's usually fish on the other end of the line. They had a blast. So then you go up to the little bit better than beginner, and you start getting to the guy that's using the spin rod most of the time with a lure or a jig, and a lot of the guys use the Thomas buoyants, or mm-hmm. still the most popular lure for us up here.
Well, real quick, it seems to me at Convict Lake, I've seen people use a spinning rod with a woolly bugger on it.
The bubble of the fly setup's been around for years. It's a great way to mm-hmm. to easier way into fly fishing with a spin rod. Mm-hmm. You can cover a lot of water with a casting bubble, and then you run about a 6-foot leader with light line, mm-hmm. like 2-pound.
Okay.
And then, reel it in slow, and it mimics a little bait fish, and those rainbows usually can't stand it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the fish that we're going to be fishing for. Obviously, rainbow trout is number one, but what else is there if you're looking for it?
Yeah, so some of these lakes have rainbows, browns, brookies, goldens.
Mm-hmm.
There is the Sacramento perch out of Crowley and mm-hmm. a couple other lakes. There's the smallmouth bass in the Lower Owens, along with the largemouth.
Mm-hmm.
Carp fishing is actually starting to take off pretty good. If I take the kids down in the winter, and they catch 10-pound carp, and it's like the biggest, funnest thing they can reel in.
Wow. Well, you mentioned rainbow and some of the other ones. Now, am I correct in saying that the only fish that are planted would be rainbow trout, so all the other ones would be natural native fish?
No, not necessarily. The Department of Wildlife or Fish and Wildlife, they do stock cutthroat and fingerling small browns.
Mm-hmm.
So they pretty much do stock everything. I don't think they do stock goldens unless mm-hmm. they're just eggs. Mm-hmm. I'm not...
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, that is the top prize. Is out of all the people that are listening to us, if 1% have ever caught a golden trout, I'll give you a big prize because it's rare. They're difficult, like you said. They're 9,000-10,000 feet, and getting there is half the fun.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
But we'll talk about that in the next segment. We have Scott Brown from Dodge Ram Jeep, and if you've got enough time, maybe you can stick around for a few minutes and talk to him about accessibility in some of these places that we go.
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
We've only got a minute left, but fly fishing. Can you just cover that in about 30 seconds?
We have some of the best wild trout sections in the world. We have the Lower Owens. We have the Upper Owens. We have Hawk Creek, and those are all year-round fishing. So, mm-hmm. you know, when you're bored and it's January, you can come up here and have the time of your life with the fly rod.
Mm-hmm.
Some good catch and release, some good fly fishing.
Very few places in the United States can you say that.
Yeah, no. And we don't have one. We have multiple waters that you can
fish. That are open. Not only that, they're open year-round.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. we have a number of good guides. That's mm-hmm. always recommended if you're first time up. You know, hook up with a guide, like you said, get some local knowledge.
Yeah, at least for the first day.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to let you go, and we're going to just take a short break, and we're going to come back with Scott Brown. And if you don't mind hanging around, maybe you guys can share some stories about accessing some of these remote areas.
Sure.
Okay. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in the studio. We've got Reagan from Raiders Sporting and the Bishop on the line, and we'll be right back with you.
Stretches for miles in front of you, and with the Ram 1500 you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts, glory, Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
Bass Angler Magazine simply brings you more. If you want to learn the latest technique, start winning tournaments, or just catch more bass, then Bass Angler Magazine is for you. Go to www.bassmag.com, click on the order link, and use the promo code FBR. Go to www.bassmag.com, Bass Angler Magazine, bassmag.com. It will be the best $20 you've ever spent.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have Reagan from Reagan Sporting Goods in downtown Bishop, which we call the hub of the Eastern Sierras. And Reagan, we're talking a little about the accessibility. First of all, it's a year-round incredible fishing, which is very rare. I don't know of any place in the United States that compares to it, even when you're talking about Idaho and Oregon. But We mentioned that there's a lot of places you can go and take a motorhome and go to these different lakes and just spend a week with a day in each place. But we also have Scott Brown. And Scott, gosh, I always forget your Eastern. Well, he's in charge of Dodge Ram trucks for the Western United States.
Well, but, yeah, I mean, it's FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles now. And, yeah, that's Jeep and Ram and a bunch of cars also.
Mm-hmm. But what we want to bring Scott on about is that, yeah, you can have a great time with a family in a motorhome. But, Reagan, why don't you start with some of the areas that you're not only cannot reach in a motorhome, but you're not going to reach in most SUVs.
Yeah, no, that's one of the beauties, again, with all the accessibilities is there is all that pavement. But if you want to get off that pavement, and there are some lakes you can drive to up to 10, 11, 12,000 feet in the wilderness, which is pretty amazing if you can drive 15, 20 miles into the backcountry with your Jeep or your 4x4 and get back in there to where, like you had said, not too many other people up there.
Mm-hmm. And Scott, why don't we start off with a little bit, because you and I actually took a trip up some years ago to, what was the name of that lake again that we talked about, Reagan, with the golden trout?
Laurel Lake.
At 10,000 feet. And I'll tell you what, those vehicles that Scott brought up for us to use, there's no way that you could make it up there without that or something very similar. If you have to crawl over rocks the size of bowling balls, that was an easy one. I mean, we're talking, there's cutouts in rocks that you actually have to crawl over, and not drive over. But if you don't have the right equipment, don't even start the road. Matter of fact, it seems to me there's a warning sign at the bottom, wasn't it, Scott? What did that say? Something like...
High clearance, 4x4s, the usual.
Yeah. But give us an idea about some of the equipment that you've got to reach some of these areas and some recommendations on what to use and how to use it.
Well, first off is, heed, one of the great things about the Sierras there is there are some unbelievable places to go, but there's places where you can get in trouble. So, first and foremost, if you're going into the backcountry, the people need to think about safety. They need to let people know where they're going. They need to make sure they've got the properly equipped vehicles, good tires. It's always best to travel in pairs. So that you always have a buddy with you in case something breaks down or you get a flat tire. On top of bringing, the normal stuff you should bring, which is, extra water, first aid kits, things like that. But I'm lucky enough. You check all of those boxes. I'm lucky enough to work for a company that, whether it's Ram trucks and power wagons that will basically climb a tree if you ask it to, or the Jeep brand between Grand Cherokees and Wrangler Rubicons, that can get you into the backcountry. That unless you're going to take a donkey or a horse and pack in, you're not going to be able to get in. We're lucky. We live in a state with a lot of public land. It's very important that we respect that public land so the land stays open. It's unbelievable, the Sierras between whether it's fishing or whether it's photography and you've got ghost towns up there, Cerro Gordo or Bodie or some things like that. Hot Springs, Bishop is an unbelievable place just because it's kind of the hub for all of these different activities.
Mm-hmm. Well, Reagan, why don't you and Scott tell some more stories and get and pass back some ideas?
Yeah, I'll let you go, Scott. First, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
I'll try to. Maybe I'm not speaking into the phone as much as I should. War stories. My stuff is just knock on wood. I've just got great memories. Whether it's hitting some of the hot springs, Cerro Gordo had been able to spend the night in some ghost towns up there, exploring. Knock on wood. I haven't had any war stories or horror stories, but just some phenomenal memories. Some long days. The reward is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. When you get to these locations, whether you're fishing again or just relaxing. So
Scott, why don't you give some tips when you're driving? You mentioned the safety equipment, but give us some tips about tire pressure, accessories, and things that you're going to need to make it just to be able to do what you want to do.
The first and foremost, I tell people, make sure everything, make sure your vehicle is running properly. But then when you're off road, you go as slow as possible and as fast as necessary. The reality is vehicles have been built to operate a certain way, and manufacturers spend millions of dollars to validate and to test. And the reality is you do not want to walk out. So one thing when you're in the background tree, it's about preservation. You don't want to have to walk out. So treat your vehicle with respect. Let it do what it was designed to do. And that typically is not speed. You know, it's again, go as slow as possible and as fast as necessary. Just to let the machine put it into low gear, air your tire pressures down. You know, a lot of people think there's been a lot of times when people have gotten stuck and people have literally jumped in their vehicles, you know, gone to the tires, aired them down to 15, 20 pounds, you know, from 35 to 15 12, to yeah. 20 pounds, you know, will make an unbelievable difference in a contact patch and helping you get out of a stuck situation. Mm-hmm. So airing down tires not only preserves the equipment, but it makes it much more comfortable for the passengers in the vehicle.
Reagan, I suspect that somewhere in your arsenal of equipment, you've got a four-wheel drive vehicle. Would you like to give some tips when you want to access these areas?
Yeah, I always tell people to go and get prepared. You know, you make sure your jack's in there. Make sure you have a spare that's in working order. You know, take a first aid kit. All the little insurance policies that you could put in place at a very basic cheap rate yourself, and then you know, like Scott had mentioned, you know, respect the beast that you're driving, and then it will respect you.
Mm-hmm. What is some of your favorite areas to access on four wheel drive, Reagan?
Oh man, I love the White Mountains. If you leave Bishop, right out of Bishop, you're leaving about 4,000 feet, and by the time you climb up to the top, you're at 12,000 feet, overlooking the Owens Valley. That's Silver Canyon, up into the Bristle Cones, the ancient forest on the White Mountains. That's an amazing four-wheel drive loop. And you come back down through Big Pine. It's really amazing. And then another really neat place is Coyote Flats, straight out of Bishop. Again, you're leaving from 4,000 feet, and you get up to about 11,000 feet. You can drive to a couple streams and a couple lakes that are fairly easy walk to, you know, for fishing, but just the off-road experience itself and then the wildlife is pretty amazing
so
up there.
Getting there is half the fun.
Yes.
You know, I recently did the Saline Valley, you know, which was pretty amazing. You know, kind of high desert north of, we started out of Bishop and then went over to the Saline Valley, and there's some great hot springs back in there. But it's more than kind of the opposite side of the Sierras, and it's more of the high desert above Death Valley, and that was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And Scott, why don't you, out of the arsenal that you have available to you, for people that want to have a four-wheel drive vehicle that they're going to use primarily for transportation, as opposed to somebody that wants a vehicle that can do the kind of stuff we're talking about, can you explore some different options?
Yeah, well, if I had to have one vehicle, you know, you were limited to just one vehicle and you needed a vehicle that not only, you know, was maybe a work truck for you or a truck you had to commute in, but on the weekends you wanted to maybe throw a camper on the back and you know, get into some pretty fun places. You know, the Ram Power Wagon is an unbelievable vehicle because it's got a lot of the
incredible
bits that like a Jeep Rubicon has, like locking axles.
Unbelievable torque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we put a 6.4 liter engine in there, but the locking axles, a disconnecting sway bar, Bilstein shocks, a little bit of a lift. You know, a jack of all trades. That truck is amazing. It's a 3/4 ton truck. So if you need to have one vehicle that could do it all, you know, mm-hmm. that's what I would look at.
So I'm kind of surprised you didn't recommend the Rubicon.
Well, I love the Rubicon, but, you know, it's unbelievable, and it's smaller, so it's a little bit more nimble. It'll fit in some places that maybe the Power Wagon doesn't. But, again, if you had to have only one vehicle.
I gotcha.
And you needed to carry stuff, and I know a lot of guys
it's not,
that...
not really a freeway car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, okay. Again, you know, if you're going camping, you really want to haul some stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
somebody told me one time, when you go into the mountains, I don't care what it looks like, you go prepared. I mean, you take food and blankets, and because when you start getting up in higher altitudes, things things can change in a big hurry.
Right.
But anyway, it looks like this segment, we're just about out. Scott, you've been very helpful. And Reagan, you know, I haven't been up there for a few years and I haven't even seen your store. I guess it's been that long. So I'm anxious because after talking about this, I'm getting kind of antsy. And it's not too late to go because, as you say, it's a year-round vacation land. So we really appreciate everybody tuning in. We want you to go to fishtalkradio.com. This show and all the other shows are at fishtalkradio.com, right on the front page. And both you guys, if you want to hear it, just go ahead and tune into that and see how well you did. I think you did great. You are fishing, listening to Fish Talk Radio. We appreciate you tuning in.